Hey, welcome. This lesson is called Bass Groove Variation Techniques, focused on drum and bass in Ableton Live using only stock devices. I want you to finish with a playable bass rack, a solid mono sub, a distorted mid/top layer, and three texture chains you can switch between, tight, wobble, and glitchy, plus a resampled fill you can drop into an arrangement. Expect concrete device chains, mapped macros, MIDI programming ideas, and practical arrangement moves. Ready? Let's make your bass roll and evolve. Section 1. Quick overview. This lesson walks you through building a rolling DNB bass instrument and creating 8 to 32 bar variations. We'll use operator or wavetable for the sub, wavetable or analog for the mid layer, and stock effects like EQ8, saturator, compressor, beat repeat, utility, auto filter, multidan dynamics, glue compressor, and a few routing tricks. Time to go through the steps and then practice. Plan 45 to 90 minutes total depending on how deep you go. Step A. Build the core sub. Create a MIDI track and load operator or wavetable. For operator, set oscillator to a sign. Drop it an octave or two depending on your root note. Tight envelope. Attack 0. Decay between 250 and 500 milliseconds for a plucky roller. Stretch to 900 to 1200 ms if you want a sustained sub. Keep fine tune at 0. Keep levels conservative. Add EQ8 after the synth and set a high pass around 16 to 30 hz only if needed. I usually set the low cut to 20 hz, 24 dB per octave. Drop a utility after the EQ and set width to 0% so your sub stays perfectly mono. Aim for a channel peak around -6 to -10 dBFS with the rest of your session playing. That gives headroom. If you prefer wavetable, pick a basic sine or the basic wavetable and turn filters off. Use a short amp envelope similar to the operator example. The core idea, a pure, mono low end that never gets saturated or widened. Step B. Create the mid/top character layer. Make a second MIDI track and load wavetable or analog. Pick a bright wave, something saw-like or squarish. Unison one or two voices helps clarity. Set to tune small, like .03 to .06. Place a low-pass filter around 400 to 800 Hz so the mid layer carries harmonics above the sub. Give it movement with an LFO map to the cutoff, or use the wavetable's filter envelope. Add a saturator with 3 to 7 dB of drive and try the analog clip, or soft sine character. Then EQ8, high-pass the mid layer around 40 to 60 Hz to protect your sub, and consider a small presence boost between 800 Hz and 2 kHz. After saturator, a utility at 70 to 120% width and stereo life to the top layer without touching the sub region. Step C. Layering and frequency split. Put both channels into a group or build an instrument rack with two chains, sub and mid. On the sub chain, use EQ8 to low pass at around 180 to 250 Hz with a steep slope so the sub stays pure. On the mid-chain, high pass at 50 to 80 Hz and optionally low pass at 700 to 1000 Hz for a tighter, scooped character. Map each chain's output gain to macros called sub-level and mid-level, so you can balance them on the fly. The reason for this split is simple. One chain is sacrosanct for low energy, the other is disposable harmonic content that you can abuse with distortion and modulation without wrecking the sub. Step D. Add motion. LFO. Envelopes and groove. Drag a groove preset like MPC-16 or a small swing into the groove pool and apply it to your bass clip. Start with a timing resolution of 1/16th and amount between 20 and 40%. That subtle push-pull makes a big difference. Use MIDI clip envelopes to add pitch movement. A tiny pitch drop of -12 to -36 cents over 20 to 40 milliseconds at the start of notes creates a snappy attack. Put an auto filter or the wavetable filter on your mid layer and add a slow LFO sync to 1/4 or 1/8, with a modest amount of 5 to 12% for a wobble. Also connect velocity to a macro that controls cutoff or filter amount so performance dynamics change tone naturally. Step E. Rhythm and MIDI programming. Program an 8-bar clip with rolling 16th and 32nd patterns. Accent the first beat of the bar and the snare hit with higher velocity. Add ghost notes on off beats at low velocity so movement never stops. For variation, alternate note lengths, short staccato hits into longer sustains on bars 3 and 4 for contrast. Drop in a quick 3-note triplet before a bar boundary for a swingy feel. Add a short pitch envelope on every third note for micro slides, something like plus 20 cents falling to zero in 40 milliseconds. Use different grooves from the groove pool across clips so each section feels distinct. Step F. Grit and glitch. Duplicate your mid layer to create a glitch chain. Add beat repeat with interval at 1/16th or 1/32nd and the grid set to 1/64th for tight stutters. Set chants between 25 and 60% and give variation a small amount between 3 and 10. Gate values at 1/32nd give quick chops. Follow beat repeat with saturator driving 6 to 9 dB and clean out the low end with EQ8. For a different flavor, use Redux for subtle bit reduction. 8 to 12 bits and sample rate reduction around 20 to 40% gives crunchy texture without destroying the tone. Map a macro to toggle beat repeat on and off so you can trigger the glitch live. DepG, dynamics and glue. Sidechain the mid slash top chain to your kick and slash or snare using compressor in sidechain mode. Ratio 3 to 5 to 1. Attack very fast, under 10 milliseconds. And release between 100 and 200 milliseconds. Tune the threshold so 2 to 6 dB of ducking is audible where you want the duck. This audio version is shortened for playback.